Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Fiona?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to inquiries made for ourselves, for the Scottish redress claim for the time during care.
I was actually wondering if this was a joke, because I saw it on Facebook, so I didn't know whether it was legit or not. I only spent maybe a year in care. With the council. I'm 56 now, so that was when I was 15 and 16. I stuck out like a sore thumb because I was very much brought up, I was brought up well, but I was very abused, if you know what I mean. Ended up getting beaten up. I think that's the thing that's always stuck with me. I've got the burst of my lip open, so I've got a facial scar and nothing happened, and
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
of course. That's
and then
understandable. I mean, I was just going to say, sorry, what I can do is I can tell you that information in a moment, what happened in care and things, because I will need to get the name of what happened. Just want to make you aware, first of all, that it isn't a joke. Obviously, there's a average refunds around £42,000 to £68,000 at the moment. Obviously, because it happened such a long time ago, it's kind of, the longer it happened, the more you end up getting back as well. But yeah, just basically, I spoke to people who've been in assessment centres for like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, they've got
Oh,
money
I was in
back.
one of them as well. I forgot about that.
No, that's it. So like, there's people who was literally there for a week, they've got 10, 20, £30,000 back as well, let alone a year. So
I'm not
there is
even interested in the money. It's just, that when I saw your advert, you just know how much it's haunted you.
No, of course. So all I need to do, to be fair, Fiona, we just confirm the details that we've got down are correct. And then obviously, like I said, we'll take that information, we can get a claim process pretty much right away for you.
Okay.
So is it Miss or Mrs. Dinsmore?
It's Ms. I'm divorced.
There's no worries. Would you have been known by any other names when you was younger?
Yeah, in care, I was Fiona Waddle, WADDELL.
Double L, yeah, no worries. And the best email address that I've got is fdinsmore1969@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah, and what's your date of birth?
28/11/69.
1969, perfect. And just your current door number and postcode?
Number 83,
Yeah.
and the postcode's Mike Lima 11,
Yeah.
7 Delta Delta.
Perfect. So that's Smilham Road.
That's it.
Yeah. And you said you was around 15 when you went into care, was you?
Yeah, I was 15 when I went in and labelled the spoilt brat.
Yeah. So, just first of all, before I get to taking that information, then can you just confirm your mother's and father's names?
My mother was Isabel Waddle,
Yeah.
and my father was John Waddle. They're both dead
Perfect.
now.
Yeah, no worries. It's just from like locating files and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and do you know where you would have lived before you was
Yep.
in
Yep,
care?
the address was 58
Yeah.
Bathgo, BATHGO
Yeah.
Avenue. And
Yeah,
that was in
Paisley.
Paisley, yep, PA1CDZ.
Thank you. Just one moment. I'm going to enter that as well. So you said you was first at a assessment centre then, first of all, wasn't
No,
you?
no,
No.
no. What happened was, as I said, sorry, I might get upset because I've no longer put my
Oh,
dog
don't,
down as
yeah.
well, so I'm all over
No,
the place.
don't worry.
First, very controlling mother, very abusive parents. Always let me know that I was adopted, which obviously didn't help. Eventually I ran away, couldn't take it. Well, I went out one night with my friends, but they weren't my chosen friends, so I knew I was in trouble. So I ran away, got caught, and I told the police, I don't want to go back, I don't want to go back, because I knew what would happen. And so social work put me into care. I did make that choice. I chose that, but I thought it would be the lesser evil.
Yeah.
So I went into children's home in Neilston, spent a few months there. I can't remember all the timeline now, but spent a while there, got a couple of kickings there, because I was brought up, as I said, I stuck up out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. Neil's, sorry, just first of all, is Neilson Children's Home in East Renfrewshire?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was called, was it Nether Curtain, it was called.
What was it called, sorry?
Nether, N-E-T-H-E-R.
Yeah.
Curtain, K-I-R-K-T-O-N. The house still stands, but I think it's flat now.
Yeah, just one moment. And you were there for a few months, was you?
Yeah, I can't remember how long.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
And then, I'm trying to remember, but I ended up home to try again. My dad then ended up battering me, so I took an overdose and got my clothes delivered to the hospital that mum and dad didn't want me anymore again. And I got taken into... This is the really bad one. This is really going to get me. I got taken into foster care. It was one of the social care workers that had been at Nether Curtain. And they knew I didn't fit in. So apparently I found out they had been trying to foster me. So I went to them. They had a little five-year-old boy called John. And all of a sudden, one morning, I got accused of kiddie fiddling because I helped the wee boy get dressed. So I came home from school and I was told I was leaving because I was basically a kiddie fiddler. I'd just helped this wee boy get dressed, although I wasn't allowed to because you're an adult at five. I still remember this so clearly. But you're an adult at five, so I wasn't meant to help him get dressed. So then I get shipped off somewhere else and then I ended up in a care home in Howwood. And that's in Renfrewshire as well. And it was there that I got my head kicked in and got the stitches in my face.
Do you know what the children's home in Howwood was called?
Oh, I don't remember.
No. Do you know how I spell Howwood?
Is it two W's or one? It's either H-O-W-O-O-D or H-O-W-W-O-O-D.
Yeah. H-O-W-O-O-D, yeah?
Yeah, Howwood. It's in Renfrewshire. It's just past Johnston.
Yeah.
Was it Howwood? Howwood Children's Home? I can't remember.
No, don't worry. Like I said, because what we'll do anyway is we'll contact Renfrewshire Council.
Yeah.
They'll have all of the information, you know, kind of where you stayed and whatnot. So this is when you was 15, you was there, isn't it?
15 and 16, yep.
Yeah. Just one moment then. So that's 1984.
It was 85, 86.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'm just going to go in like order of them. So just first of all, you know, when you was at Neilston Children's Home?
Uh-huh.
Can you just tell me a little bit about kind of what you experienced there at the time?
Sometimes I got on with the other kids and sometimes I didn't. The big things that I remember is obviously getting a couple of kick-ins. And the big thing with the girls at night is like they would throw water in my bed, so my bed would be wet and I would be wet. And, you know, I mean, I remember just lying there one night that they came to my rescue and they kind of stripped my bed and gave me like their house coats. But I remember that at least two or three times. You know, and you didn't know whether to say you were awake or to pretend you were asleep.
Yeah.
You know, I got my old grades while I was there. I mean, that's going way back, the old exams. But, you know, I got my old grades there, and the staff made a big fuss because I was the first kid ever to get old grades. And then you just get your head kicked in for that. Do you know what I mean?
Is that like a good grade? Like, cause it's GCSEs these days, isn't it? Is that like?
It would be a GCSE.
Yeah.
I was really clever.
Yeah.
That didn't help when you were in care.
Yeah, so you obviously got those old grades and then the other kids beat you up because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries.
A lot of it I get now, because you kind of, you know, you've worked through it as an adult, but it doesn't go away. Never goes away.
Yeah. Just one moment, because I'm just writing it up as well. Mm-hmm.
just one moment.
Okay.
Because I know obviously, like you said, this, I know you wasn't at this one for that long, and, you know, you said it was relatively okay, but even what you've just explained there, the staff should have been doing more to ensure that, you know, yourself wasn't... Well, a one-time thing, once or twice, is fair enough, but it seems like it was happening quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why Ian with the social care worker was obviously pretty close to me, because he saw that I didn't fit in. So, you know, looking back as an adult, that's, he was really trying to help me. But then it all went tits up when I went.
Yeah, no, sorry. And I know this one is a little bit difficult now, so I do appreciate, obviously. We'll try. It can be as brief as you like, but you can just explain a little bit about Howard and kind of what you experienced there.
Howard was the worst one. Again, I think it's... I don't want to say jealousy, but when you're so different, and the night in question, I mean, again, I got stuff stolen off me in my bed. I don't know where, or peed on or whatever, I don't know. But the worst one was when we were all... Now, I had left the home, and then I think there was about... I don't want to say too many, but there was at least five of them. There was either five or six of them, and they followed me down the road, and then they just jumped me, and I ended up getting my lips split and everything. Had to go to hospital for stitches, and then the home... said, well, basically to my parents, let us deal with it, and they moved. No, I got taken back home. I went back to mum and dad for a short while, but, you know, it's always made me angry, because you look in the mirror every day, and it's only tiny, but you know it's there, you know, and sometimes people notice it and ask, and then you've got to tell them, and it's not a good place, because I wasn't a troublemaker. I was labelled a troublemaker, I was labelled a spoiled kid, I was an abused kid, and no one was
happy. Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that, like, say, that's terrible.
I'm not... sure I've had a lot easier rides than a lot of other people, so don't worry.
Yeah, no, of course. Like you say, I mean, I know, yeah, obviously there are some awful stories that
have been
listed there, but... Is there anything else that you can remember at the time during Howard? Like, did you ever have to miss any meals, or did the staff ever restrain you because they said you were being naughty or anything like that?
No, member of staff ever touched me. No.
No. Perfect. Is there any time you ever had to be assisted in the showers or anything? You know, anybody taking to the showers and like watching or anything, or
no, nothing like that.
So.
No.
No, so obviously, like I say, I know that they obviously beat you up quite badly and ended up in hospital. Did the staff then, did they kind of turn a blind eye to it, or did they, like, pretend like it didn't happen? Or it was...
Well, I felt like it was just, it didn't matter, it didn't happen, because they just asked, just let us deal with it. And I got moved, and there was, to me, there was no repercussions. It's just like, you know what I mean, my face, you know, I've got a face for radio, so a car doesn't help.
It happens.
It is only little, but you always know it's there. It is only little, but it's on my face.
So there was no punishment for the other kid, and they just basically sent you back to your mum's after that.
Yep. And then that went tits up, but that's another story.
Just one moment. Just write a little piece. Sorry, I won't be one moment for you.
That's okay, darling.
Like I said, I'm just writing up the statement for you as well, so it won't be one moment.
Okay.
So then they ended up sending you back home to, like, said your abusive mothers at the time then, did they?
Yeah. Nobody listened. You know, it was a nice posh area of Paisley, and... You know, mum and dad were such lovely people, and yeah, no one ever listened to me. No one ever listened.
No, of course. Like you say, I'm really sorry to it.
It's alright.
And no, it's okay. But like you say, then they sent you back to your mum's. But at the time, obviously, like say, there was a reason why you was in the care home to begin with, from your mum's.
Yeah.
So you should have never been took back there, really, either, should you? Just because, like you say, some kids beat you up. So there definitely is some form of neglect there.
I was back and forward maybe two or three times, I think.
Yeah. No, no worries. So just so you're aware, obviously, when we go to make a claim, like we're not just clutching at straws or anything like that. Providing you have experienced some form of abuse or neglect, which by the sound of things, you know, you definitely have done. They could have definitely done more at the time to make sure that you was okay. Then we will be looking at some...
Sorry. I just wish they'd listened.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you say, just wish they would have listened to you at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just going to write that for you as well. Right, so yeah, so just so you're aware, the average refund at the moment is anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000. Now, like I said, I know it's not all about the money. I think the majority of people that I speak to, and I assume you'll probably be the same, it's just nice to feel some recognition, like somebody's actually going to own up to the mistakes and, you know...
The minute I saw your ad there, that's what I felt. That's exactly what I felt. You can now feel better about this.
Yeah. That's it. Honestly, I speak to hundreds of people a day who've gone through similar things, you know, and I'd say 95% of them say it's not about the money, it's about feeling heard and feeling like, you know, just somebody saying maybe we should have done better when you was younger, you know, that's enough for a lot of people.
I wish they just realised what was going on at home and believed me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, of course.
You know, my mother just only stopped haunting me last year. Yeah. So it's been a long ride.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, so just to confirm as well then, you don't suffer from any kind of like terminal illness at the moment, do you?
Yeah, nothing works right on me.
I know you might have a few like medical conditions, but
not as a result of being in care or anything. No.
Yeah, no, what I was wondering, sorry, none of your medical conditions are terminal, are they? Like, you know, cancer or anything like that at the moment.
Hopefully not, no.
No, yeah. I don't know if you can hear, but I will touch some wood for you as well.
Thank you, I did it too.
No, perfect.
No, I have had a heart attack and a mini stroke, but I'm okay.
No, that's perfect. I'm glad to hear then. So, just one more thing as well, like this kind of, you know, a little bit bleak, then we can move on. But if obviously anything was to happen to yourself during the time of this, like, 12 months or so that we're making the claim,
yeah,
you do just have to put a beneficiary down, somebody who, would receive the money if anything was to happen to you. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
That would be my brother, Geordie Bainey. He's my natural brother.
Yeah.
Bainey, it's Bennie.
And would you have a contact number for him, or should I just put yours down for now?
Put mine down for now and I'll get it.
Yeah. That's fine. And was Geordie in care as well at any point?
No, because Geordie's my natural brother, so I was lucky enough to find my real family.
I see, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they was your foster family, weren't they?
My adopted family, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But I mean,
yeah,
I was with them from when I was 3 weeks old. I was there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just lucky. I've got my kin now.
Yeah, it's nice that you did find your brother after all those years as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Be in touch with him. That's lovely. So, so in order for us to make this claim, Fiona, really simply, there's three more things that we need. I do just need a proof of ID and a proof of address from yourself.
Uh-huh.
So any kind of like a passport, driver's license. Yeah, driver's license is perfect, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then also just a proof of address, so any letter that's kind of dated within the last 3 months.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you a message on WhatsApp now. Sorry, I just deleted it. Yeah, if you can do me a favour, if you can just take those pictures and send them over to me now on WhatsApp.
I will.
Yeah, whilst you're sending them, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get a form sent out for you to sign as well. Once that's signed, that'll be everything that we need.
Okay, so do you need me to print it off, sign it and then scan it back?
No, you can sign it on your phone. I'll talk to you through that. Yeah. I'll talk you through that in a moment. But for now, if you can just go and take those pictures of your ID and proof of address and send them over, and I'll just go in a brief hold and get this form sent over as well,
okay? Oh, God. Right, am I able to do all this at the same time I'm bloody old, right?
Yeah.
Yes, my driving license, right, I've got
so
that.
So what's usually easier with WhatsApp as well, if you take the pictures first on your camera, and then you can just send,
Okay, right, let me do that now, hold on.
Yeah, no worries, I'll go in a brief hold anyway, right. Thank you.
Okay, put me in speaker, right, it's how I do this, right, WhatsApp. No, photo first. Right, photo. Camera. Right, I'm just finding a letter now, hold on.
Oh yeah, don't worry. Just like I said, just make sure it is dated within the last 3 months.
Minute, I think, did I not get my council bill? Hold on. That's a new one. New council bill.
Yeah, I know a council one's usually good for a year, so that'd be perfect if you got one of them.
Yeah, but what the hell have I done with it? What have I done with it? Hold on. Also, when I'm trying to work for this council bill, you don't get many things delivered.
Yeah.
Hold on, David. Hold on. Okay, this is stupid. Sorry. I'm going to have to look for that. You still there?
Oh. Hi, Fiori, I'm still here.
I can't find it.
No, don't worry, Fiona, take your time.
Right, can I send you that? Can we sort it here and then I'll go looking? I know I've got it, I've obviously got it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to wait a minute or two if you just need to dig it out, it's not a problem.
Okay, right, give me a minute. Billy, what's my number? Got it.
Have you found it, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm just going to photograph it.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What have you done? Does that come out well enough?
That's perfect, yeah, thank you. Okay. You can see the date, 6th of March as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Brilliant. So all that's left now, to be fair, Fiona, I've just sent, rather than WhatsApp, your actual text messages. She's just got a text message from myself.
Okay.
Now, just before you open it, I will just briefly explain that what that is, basically, it gives us the authority to contact the local councils you know, get all of your information about when you was in care and things. But what it also does is it also mentions about our fees as well.
Okay.
So just so you're obviously aware, Fiona, we do work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis.
Okay.
So we will never charge you if you're unsuccessful.
Okay.
In a successful case, it is just simply 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Brilliant. Yes, if you can just open that text for me, you should have just received from MMA Legal.
Okay, hold on. Oh. Right, hold on a sec. Okay. Oh dear.
Let me know when you've clicked that and it's loaded up.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's really simple to be fair. You should just see a big blue button that says execute all. Just underneath that. Did you just scroll just underneath that? There's a big white box to put your signature in.
Got it.
Yeah, all you've got to do, pop your signature inside there and then click the big blue button that says execute all.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it should just say that's complete or something, signing complete, something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So that's come through a sign now, so thank you for getting that back as well. I do just need to make you aware as well, just something we do have to say on every call. There are three ways that you can make a claim for the Scottish Redress claim. You can claim yourself without a solicitor. You can use a solicitor that gets paid up to £2,000 from the government legal fee scheme to claim on your behalf. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement, as we've just discussed.
I know you just do it.
Yeah, perfect. Not a problem then. So other than that, obviously, thank you for taking the time to discuss this with me today. I can appreciate it can be a little bit of a difficult conversation, so I do appreciate you taking the time to discuss this with me.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Yeah, exactly. just so you're aware, from this point on, what will happen is you'll receive a call from the solicitors in about 7 to 10 days' time.
Okay.
But I'll literally just to let you know that the case has been accepted.
Okay.
Once they've let you know that the case has been accepted, the case will take roughly around 12 months in total.
Okay.
But I don't think you'll hear much from them. They will just be kind of working in the background for your claim.
That's fine.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, other than that, thank you for your time today. If you do have any questions at all, don't hesitate to give me a message on WhatsApp and I can give you a call straight back as well.
All right, darling. That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
No, not a problem. Well, other than that, Fiona, you have a lovely day today and thanks for your time.
You too, darling. Thank you.
Cheers. You have a lovely day. Bye.
Bye-bye.